This is Ozarks at Large. There are plenty of chances for us to have instant, demonstrative opinions. Twitter allows us to instantly share that opinion, and cable news programs or call-in radio shows want our hot takes. That approach can create conversation, just not necessarily productive conversation. Monday evening, the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith begins a lecture series about civil discourse with Laura Schwartz, the director of the Project on Civil Discourse at American University. We reached her yesterday to get a preview of her lecture that will take place Monday night. She says productive discourse needs more than just manners.
So basically the textbook definition, you know, is somewhere close to politeness and following the rules. And, you know, it's worthwhile to be polite. We all want to make our grandmothers proud, and we'd probably be in a better world if we all made our grandmothers proud with our politeness. The thing is, though, that it's actually possible to be reasonably civil or, you know, follow the rules of how one engages in certain proper public or private spaces and not be kind. And then we wouldn't be making our grandmothers proud, for one thing. So I think the thing is that if we focused, if we shifted the focus a bit,
okay,
from mere formality of presentation to kindness or even preferably justice, we might be far better off.
Perhaps as opposed to being as concerned about kindness, maybe starting more with truth?
Well, truth is a great place to start. And it's a project that I founded and run at American University. We define civil discourse. It starts with truth. And the reason is that discourse, for it to really be worthwhile, you know, it should be productive. It should serve some purpose. It's hard for something that isn't true to serve much of a purpose, and the only exception I can think of is satire. Mm. When you're using falsehood, you know, to make a point and to critique the conversation itself rather than. But falsity is generally not productive or kind.
What are steps that we can take, I guess, if we went macro as a society or micro as individuals, to get to these more truthful discourses?
Well, first we listen. I would say first we reflect, you know, what am I doing here? What do I want to know? I talk about at my project, loving the questions themselves, and that comes from a poet. You've got to ask questions. You have to approach every moment, not with what do I want to prove? What do I want to say? But the question, the threshold question, what do I need to know? What do I need to know in order to be as informed as I can, as informed as I need to be about this conversation that I'm having? So if I'm going to a city council hearing about, you know, changing the parking zones in my town, you know, what do I need to know about the people who are in my town and who's driving a car and where they're coming from? You know, what do I need to know before I arrive at a position about, you know, whatever the proposed rule is? So first we need to really think about what the questions are that need to be answered before we answer. And then we have to get good at finding the answers. You know, where do I look for reliable information? And we have to get good at utilizing the information that we find when we seek answers. And then when we come together in conversation, we have some ground rules about, okay, what facts matter to us? What do we agree is the issue here? What do we agree is the universe of information that one would need to be engaging with in order to solve our problems and our shared interest?
Right. And then there's also just the, I guess, sort of the understanding of what do I not know that I don't know? When you're talking about going to the city council, I didn't know there were zoning issues about that or something like that. And that, too, is asking questions.
It's asking questions. And in my class that's primarily geared to first-year students at American University, we actually go around the room practicing saying, I don't know. Mm. it's really hard. Today, right, everybody can have their own platform. Not everyone can be a real journalist, but everyone can have their voice projected, you know, to, or not everyone, but many of us, through things like Twitter, through things like other social media. And so we jump to the idea of, and there's tons and tons of opinion media proliferating, and we jump to the idea that everyone has a position on something. And the truth is the positions are supposed to come after inquiry, right?
Right.
So being able to say, I don't know, or someone says, you know, what's your position on the zoning proposal? A default answer sometimes, I think, in 2020 might be, you know, tell me which politician proposed it. And if, you know, I agree with him, it's probably yes. If I don't, mm-hmm. it's probably no. But we'd rather know about, you know, we'd rather know about the issue. Getting comfortable saying I don't know and understanding we don't have to come to a conclusion before we've actually asked the questions, I think helps a lot.
Lara Schwartz is director of the Project on Civil Discourse at American University, and she'll speak Monday night at 6:30 at the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. Her talk is part of the Talks on Tap series sponsored by the museum. The On Tap refers to beers from Fort Smith Brewing Company that will be available at the event. You can find out more at usmmuseum.org. Lara Schwartz spoke with us yesterday, and we'll hear more from the conversation Sunday morning on Weekend Ozarks at Large at 9 on 91.3 KUAF.